Hello and welcome to another episode of The Wife. I'm your host, Deepana Tiwari. And even though the pandemic is not ending, right now we are seeing that the job condition is improving and we may have some job opportunities in front of us. To discuss what kind of opportunities are available, I have Money Control's M. Saraswati with me. Hi Saraswati, welcome to the show.
Hello Kitu.
Saraswati, can you explain how the job situation has improved and what opportunities there are?
So right now, you know, compared to the initial few months of the pandemic, especially April and May in particular, where close to 20 million jobs were lost among the salaried. Now the situation seems to be slowly improving. So this is primarily because the lockdown restrictions have been eased from July onwards. And, you know, companies have also started opening up and there is a demand for hiring staff. Especially in April and May, when there was a complete hiring freeze, that situation has reversed and companies have slowly started to hire. So right now, even though close to, 1 crore jobs or roughly 10 million jobs are still lost, but compared to the earlier times, there is a slow revival that is happening. Especially this is being seen in the consumer-facing sectors right now.
Okay. And any other sectors that are hiring right now?
So right now, surprisingly, of course, we have the traditional sectors like banking, financial services, which are typically, considered as essential services. So those jobs were anyway hiring. But in between, there was a bit of a lull because there was some uncertainty of how the future will pan out. But from August onwards, what we hear from HR consultants is that banking and BFSI sector has come back in a big way. We're also seeing, the FMCG sector starting to hire because now that, all the stores and all the grocery chains have opened up in a big way and people have started to come back and visit these stores. So FMCG has started to hire. Similar is the case with the retail as well because large, supermarkets as well as malls have opened up. So the retail chains have also started hiring in anticipation of the festive season as well because, we are entering into the Navratri, Diwali, Christmas phase. So there will be a bit of a perception that there will be revenge buying. So typically what happens is that when there is a prolonged period of lockdown and when customers are not able to buy, the perception is that when there is a complete opening up and when malls are opened up, there will be sort of a revenge buying or that pent up demand which customers had, they will come up and start spending much more. And now that there is a lot more time to be spent at home, it is likely that the festive spends will also be higher. This obviously means good news for the employment sector as well.
Okay. And what about the demand for jobs? How is the employment rates looking at this point?
So right now, of course, employment rates, of course, are still down. But overall, in the white collar and blue collar worker space, we've seen a decline. When we see something like the Center for Monitoring Indian Economy, which gives us, monthly data of the kind of jobs that were lost. So even now, there is a bit of a deficit of between 5 to 7 million. But compared to the May to August period, where almost 12 million jobs were lost, we are seeing that, year-on-year basis, while there is a still decline, but revival has clearly started happening as far as the job demand is concerned. And aggressive hiring is happening across sectors like e-commerce in particular, as well as gig roles are also opening up.
Right. And what about the travel and tourism sector? We have seen that there were a lot of job losses, but now that the unlock phases are happening, are there any improvement in those sectors?
So, of course, as you rightly mentioned, travel and tourism was the worst hit because travel across India as well as globally had been completely shut by April. And, several smaller firms had also, required to shut shop and they had to lay off all the employees. But right now there is, interest starting to come back because locally while international travel, is still restricted for Indians, you're seeing that, a lot of local travel hotspots, for instance, places like Goa or even places like parts of Kerala or Rajasthan are seeing some revival. So Jobsite Indeed also has released some data wherein they've said that especially in tourism and hospitality, the job postings have increased in September. This is comparatively better to May, wherein in May there was almost a 70% drop in the number of jobs on offer. And in September, while the numbers are still down, it has almost improved close to 10% compared to the May period. On the other side, we're also seeing that the travel agent sort of jobs that had completely gone out of the market are also reviving, with your tourist spots like the Taj Mahal also opening up recently. So while, you know, what we come to understand is that the base case will be much lower than what they were prior to the pandemic, and there could be close to 20 to 30% decline in the average, you know, pay for these travel-related jobs, but at least the jobs are coming back slowly. So there is an expectation that in the November-December period, when typically, you know, a lot of people tend to take their annual leaves and go for their travel and vacations, while it will still remain, you know, muted compared to last year, but then the revival will be much quicker by December. And there is an expectation that especially the travel tourism jobs in the south of India will see a faster revival.
Right. Also, you mentioned that e-commerce will be improving in terms of job. They will hire a lot this time. Mm. But can you explain what kind of job positions that people can look for in the e-commerce sector?
So in e-commerce, of course, you know, typically from October onwards is when they have the annual festive sales coming up with big discounts and a lot of new products on offer. So this year as well, we are hearing that close to 4 lakh jobs are on offer across all the large, you know, e-commerce platforms, if you include, you know, Amazon, Flipkart, and all the other local players. So in the e-commerce space, of course, delivery will be the number one demand job, where the e-commerce delivery boys and delivery women will be of high demand. And second will be the logistics space, so investing in their in-house logistics as well. So that is where we are seeing a lot more growth. Now, what we need to remember is that while the number of jobs in the e-commerce, you know, segment look very high, but then these are typically short-term jobs. So what happens is that these 2 to 3 lakh people are hired just prior to the festive season, and they stay on till, say, December, January. But considering that a lot more people now are preferring to shop online and, you know, not wanting to step out, we are expecting that the contracts of these, you know, festive hires may even extend till February, March. So apart from the delivery persons, wherein close to 3 lakh jobs are on offer, another area that is interestingly coming up is close to 1 lakh jobs are also on offer with respect to drivers. So these drivers are not just of large, you know, e-commerce firms for transportation of goods, but also of manufacturing, retail and FMCG firms, since a lot more, you know, home deliveries are happening. So driver is one position which is suddenly seeing an uptick compared to previous years. And, you know, where last year there were only close to 40,000-50,000 jobs, this year the number of jobs on offer is close to a lakh.
Speaking about the gig economy, recently we saw, in fact, in Money Control, we had reported that there are certain new gig jobs that have come up. Hmm. Can you explain this, and how can people get these jobs?
So, you know, what is happening is that probably because of the lockdown and the lessons learned from the whole remote working scenario, a lot more companies are now open towards, you know, offering short-term gig roles. So typically what we would understand is that, you know, we would always associate your gig roles with, say, a delivery person or a logistics staff at an e-commerce firm. Now, even large corporates are opting for this gig-based roles. So private sector bank Axis Bank, for instance, just announced in August that they'll have a new platform that will be called Gig Opportunities. So this platform will hire talent which will have, you know, flexible timings. They will completely work from home, and they will obviously be offered the same pay as someone of this similar grade. Now, while these gigs will, of course, be short-term contracts, but the interview and the hiring process will be as exhaustive or as detailed as a regular hiring process. So now a lot more platforms have come up wherein individuals, even say someone who is 10 to 12 years work experience in a corporate field, can look for, you know, opportunities like those in Axis Bank or few other players which are opening up in the IT, ITS and consumer goods space and apply for these roles. But what it needs to be understood is that these would be very specific niche roles for 6 to 9 months, and there won't be any opportunity to get permanently recruited in this workplace. And also for these new age gigs, what we come to understand is that there could be some sort of a non-compete agreement that will be signed with the hire. So say if I'm working with X bank, I wouldn't be able to, you know, do a similar gig with the Y bank within, say, 1 year or something. So there will be one non-compete agreement which you will have to sign, so that the bank or the entity that is hiring you also ensures that, you know, company secrets aren't revealed and their strategies aren't revealed to competitors. But of course, the pay will be as good as any other person of the same work experience. The only difference is that it will be a short-term role. So there wouldn't be, for someone who probably needs or has a lot of financial responsibilities at home and needs a long-term job for, managing their finances, gigs may not be the right, you know, way to go forward. But say someone who's close to retirement and is looking for something or is looking for a specialized role, these new age gigs would work very well.
Right. And these are full-time roles, is it?
No, these won't be full-time roles. These will typically be between 6 months to a year, depending on the type of project. But as you know, the other gigs always have that option of the person being absorbed into the company as a full-time employee. But in these new age gigs, what we come to understand is that these gigs will be very specific and your contract cannot be extended.
Okay. And finally, Saraswati, in the beginning of the lockdown, we saw that many students who were passing out of college were promised jobs in campus recruitment, but the companies took back their offers because of the lockdown and the pandemic. What is the situation now?
So right now, of course, you know, the job offers that were retracted of those candidates, of course, had been left in the lurch. While a few of them have found jobs, close to 15,000 to 20,000 people could not find jobs because either the placement process had been cancelled or the companies rolled back the offers. So only 10% of these people seem to have found a job, while the rest are, you know, either pursuing some higher education or edtech courses or are still waiting for alternate employment opportunities. Now, what we have to wait is that final placement process at the engineering and management institutes will begin over the next by November and December. So what we have to wait and watch is to see whether the old students who were not placed are, you know, accommodated in this batch or not. Now, what happens is that someone who probably was to be placed in March or April and could not be placed, what if he or she is gotten into this batch, then the batch size also becomes larger and companies at the end of the day only have that many vacancies. So we need to see whether any special placement batches are set aside for the old students who could not be recruited, or students will have to look on their own. So it is a tough situation, especially for the students who could not be placed. But this year, of course, what we are hearing is that for students who will pass out in 2021 and will sit for the placements by the end of 2020, the situation isn't as bad, because especially the IT sector, which is, you know, a large recruiter across engineering and management institutes, has said that, you know, the hiring will kind of come back to normal over the next few months. But for those who were not able to find a job earlier this year, it continues to be a challenging situation for them.
Right. Thank you so much, Saraswati, for all these details.
Thank you, Ketana.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you have any other queries or suggestions, or if you want us to cover any other topic, you can write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.